Yemeni revolutionaries are gathering again on the streets of the capital Sana'a for a funeral procession of those killed in an anti-government protest. Protesters accuse the government of rampant corruption and mishandling the economy. They are demanding that President Abdurrabu Mansour Hadi and his government step down. On Tuesday, government troops opened fire on revolutionaries as they were marching on the prime minister's office in the capital city. Clashes left at least 7 people dead and over 100 others injured. Over the past several weeks, Sana'a has been the scene of anti-government protests. We're now joined live by Ambassador Mohammad Qubati, who is a former Yemeni ambassador to Lebanon and Cyprus, and he's joining us live now from the British capital. Ambassador Qubati, thanks for joining us. Now, how do you feel this protest movement has reached at this point? What stage has it reached, considering we had rumors, at least, that Hadi was about to appoint a new prime minister as well?
Well, there were other rumors over the past 2-3 days now that impasse has been is going to be resolved, and we're expecting that with the arrival of the UN Secretary General Envoy, Mr. Jamal bin Omar, it was said that he was willing to go into Saada and to meet with the other side so as to break this impasse. I'm still optimistic that the two sides will soon reach an agreement. It's now we have entered a phase where each side is biting the other's thumb and are waiting to reach the agreement. But hopefully things will not get out of control, as it happened over the past, before 4 or 5 days, because that is quite, alarming for everybody in Yemen. We're willing to see a peaceful settlement, and I think both sides are not far from each other. They have agreed on a change of government. There was also some, news that a further reduction in the prices of oil so as to increase the subsidy has been also agreed by both sides. So people are, in Sana'a, as far as I've collected, the people are waiting for a breakthrough to happen in the next few hours, hopefully, inshallah.
But Ambassador Qubati, as we've spoken before here on Press TV with you as well, it's not as simple as that now, is it? Because there are a lot of regional players that have influence here, and so does the United States, of course, as well. So will any of the above accept the Houthis' demands, as they had put it? And secondly, what about the marginalization of the Houthis, one of their other complaints as well?
Well, the issue of marginalization, my friend, I was in the National Dialogue Conference, and our brothers, the Houthis, were with us there, and we worked all together, and we have arrived on a very important document, outcomes of the National Dialogue Conference. I think if both sides do claim, as they claim, that they want to implement those outcomes, then they're not far from each other. I think even the international community who have sponsored, National Dialogue Conference, and who have also, to a certain extent, agreed on the so-called GCC initiative. I think one of the defects in the initiative itself, that they have left some very strong players, staying inside the country, notably the former president, Mr. Ali Abdullah Saleh, and also the strong man in the army, General Ali Mohsen Al-Ahmar, and also the sheikhs, Sheikh Al-Ahmar's sons. I think if these three parties are somehow being convinced to leave, as we have heard also, there have been now rumors that Mr. Jamal bin Omar has arrived and that all these three parties are going to accompany him and leave the country. If that happens, then I think the breakthrough in this impasse could happen.
Okay, we'll leave it there for now, but of course, as always, we do appreciate your opinions. That was Ambassador Mohammad Qubati speaking to us live from London.